All right. You have your Bibles tonight. And we'll talk about this again on Sunday on the missionary gift. 1 Corinthians tonight, chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. If you would, in honor of God's Word, let's stand to our feet. And we'll read there chapter 10, verse 13. And then we're going to read in James chapter 1, verse 12. And then we're going to read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. The theme tonight is going to be about temptation. And we want to, hopefully we can finish it. I don't know if we can, but we'll try our very best. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." James chapter 1, verse 12, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6 says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." All those passages have something to do with temptation. I don't know tonight if you have something to do with temptation. I don't know if you face temptation. I don't know if you have temptation. I don't know if you're in temptation. But I know as people tonight, temptation's a real issue. Amen? And so let's deal with that tonight. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the Word of God, for the truth. Thank you, Father, for being so faithful, being so kind and gracious, and Lord, for giving us the privilege tonight to come to the house of God. God, to give us the honor tonight to be called a Christian. Father, the breath that you've allowed us to breathe, dear God, for us to live, dear God, is a blessing. God, for your kindness toward us tonight, God, is just unspeakable. We love you and appreciate you, Father, and thank you for your kindness. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Temptation. One of the things about temptation is that there's a resistance in temptation. Did you notice that? Brother George was mentioning a little bit about that tonight, about that temptation and about the trials of life and things of that nature. And we want to resist that. And there are some resistance in temptation. And we're going to find out what they are here in this verse. I notice that the word temptation means a test. And you find it there in verse 13. It says, "There hath no temptation taken you." Now that word, "no temptation taken you," meant and means that the test has begun. Is it sinful to be in temptation? No. Is it sin to be tempted? No. And so we find in the Scripture, it's not talking about dealing with you before the temptation. It's talking about there is no temptation taken you. That word "taken" means to, it means to already begin, or it means to seize, or it means to be caught up. In other words, temptation means test. The word "taken" means to begin. So it means that once the temptation has begun, there's no temptation taken you. It means an endeavor. The word temptation means an endeavor that has apprehended you, that has arrested you. It's talking about a temptation. The word temptation means a discipline that has laid hold of you. It also means tonight a temptation means an experiment that has obtained you. So when I talk about a temptation tonight, I'm not talking about temptation like maybe you might be thinking of, as if there is a picture out there and you are tempted to look at it. Or there is a car out there and you're tempted to buy. Or there is a gun out there and you're tempted to take. And so we find that temptation
We're talking about already in the Scripture, the way that it's written, is there hath no temptation taking you. So something that's already taken you, you're already in it. You're already involved. You're already part of this temptation. Now, once again, I'm not saying something that's sinful tonight. I'm saying something that you're in temptation of. Now, in that, we find some resistance in that. And the reason why tonight, no matter what test you're in or what trial you might be in or what situation you find yourself in, it might be something tonight of that you have done nothing wrong. A lot of times we find ourselves in a, for example, Brother Chris's air condition went out in his home this week and they had to get a whole new unit and all that good stuff. And a lot of times, I don't know if you thought of this or not, but a lot of times you think, well, what I do, God, to deserve that? See, that's not necessarily true. You don't have to do something for your air conditioning to go out. I mean, you don't have to do something for you to have a flat tire. You don't have to do something tonight for your transmission not to go in reverse. The fact of life tonight is that we're going to find ourselves in temptation. And tonight we find the resistance of that is this, and that when you do get there, you say this, you say, well, no one has ever been through what I have been through. I am the only one that's been through that temptation. Isn't that true? Many times when you're going through some hardships, heartaches, difficulties, some things in your life, and temptations of life, trials of life, you're saying, well, listen, man, I'm the only one that goes through that. But the problem with that is the Scripture says that's wrong. Because it goes on, it says in verse 13, it says, but such as is common to man. So whatever you're going through tonight, don't be resisted in saying that I am the only one that ever been going through that. There ain't nobody else in all the world that has ever experienced what I have to experience. I am the only one that has to go through this problem, through this situation. And friend, because that's just absolutely wrong with temptation. The Bible says that temptation tonight is common to men. Everybody in this room will face temptation. Everybody in this room will find themselves in a place of temptation. That word common there means human. So what it's saying is that there is no temptation, no trial, no endeavor, no discipline, no experience that has not captured you, that has seized you, that you're part of, that began in your life, that is not common to man. It's just human tonight to be in temptation. Now I wonder tonight if we could go to each one of you and say, listen, are you in temptation tonight? Is there a trial in your life? Is there a problem in your life? Is there difficulty? Are you facing something? Are you going through something? Are you in something that you are having a hard time? It's a hardship to something. Or is there something in your life that you're trying to work through? You're trying to get by and you're saying, well, listen, nobody else has ever done what I've done. Nobody else has ever went through a trial like I went through. Nobody else is married to whom I'm married to. Nobody else works where I work and do what I do. Nobody else has a mother that I've got. Nobody else has the children that I've got. So you can't know. Now, I'm just telling you tonight, there's no temptation that's uncommon to man. It's all just human. It's natural tonight. And so you that go through these problems and you go through these difficulties. I use the air conditioning again, Brother Chris. You go through the air conditioned place. If you was the only person in all the world who had air conditioned problems, we'd have not many air conditioned companies. But the fact of the matter is, it's common. It's common. It's just natural. It's just normal. So I want you to stop resisting that you're the only one that goes through problems. That's not true. It's just common with humans tonight. It's natural and it's normal. And it's just the way that life is going to bring. It's just life. Amen? And so when that trouble comes, when that difficulty comes, when that thing in your life tonight that seems to be bearing you down and burdening you up, tonight, don't come to the place where you think you're the only one going through it, because you're not. It's just not that away. Number two, another resistance I see that's dealt with in this verse 13 is that you are not able to make it through. That it's just way too tough for me. That this temptation that I have to deal with, this trial, this enduring, This thing that is a heartbreaking, this thing that seems to be a burden in my life tonight, it just seems like there's no way I can make it. It is impossible for me to move on. I can't deal with it. It's way too stronger for me. I tell you what, I cannot and am not, and I'm not going to. I'm going to die in the midst of it. Well, that's another wrong resistance. Because look what the Bible teaches. He says, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. See, tonight, when we start thinking like the devil, we begin to become opposed to God. But tonight, when we begin to think like God, that God is faithful, and that He will not, He cannot, and He will not suffer us to be tempted above that you and I are able to handle tonight. We find the resistance is, I can't do it. God says, you can do it because I'm faithful. Not that you're faithful, I'm faithful. See, He's the power that makes it through. God is the faithful one tonight that makes it through. He says that I am the faithful one. I will be the true one. I will be the sure one. And because of that tonight, I will see you through whatever you're in tonight, whatever problem you're in tonight, whatever difficulty you're facing, whatever aggravation it is, whatever frustration is on you tonight, whatever temptation is bearing on you tonight. God said, He's faithful, and He will not suffer it to be more than you're able to handle tonight, because He's the one who's taking care of that. The verse above in verse 13 says, verse 12, it says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And friend, that's when you fall, when you think you can handle the temptation. When you think that you can go through the temptation with your own wisdom and your own courage and your own strength and your own ways, and you think you can do it with your own talk and your own walk. But tonight God says, listen, that's not how you get through a temptation. You get through a temptation because I'm faithful. And me being faithful tonight will not suffer you to be more than what you're able to handle. So tonight, don't resist that. And whenever you're through that temptation, say, Lord, I just can't do it. That's a lie. The devil's done got you deceived tonight. If God is faithful, and we know that He is, you can go through it. And you'll not be suffered where you can't make it through. There's not a temptation that ever come through your life that you're not able to make it through according to God. None. Everyone. Everything that you have to face in life. Every situation, every circumstance tonight. You can't bring one up to God tonight where God says, well, I can't help you out of that one. Well, I don't know what to do with this one. Well, you know what? You got yourself in such a place, I don't know what to do with you. No, never, never, never. God said, I'm faithful. And I will suffer. Will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able tonight. And so we find that God is powerful. It's His power that makes us through. But secondly, I know it's His promise. The promise that's making it through. He says, above that which you're able. God says, listen, I will not allow you to go through anything that you can't endure. I will not ever allow you to go through anything that you can't persevere in. And I will not allow you to go through anything that you can't undergo. It doesn't matter what it is tonight. It doesn't matter what you present to the God, what you present to the Lord, or whatever He allows you to go through, whatever He puts into your path, whatever He allows into your way tonight, you'll find that God, being the one who is faithful, the power to make you through it, is the very one that says, listen, I will cause you to go through it. And in that fact, and in that truth tonight, you find the promise of God. So wherever you are tonight, wherever burden, whatever trouble, whatever trial you're in tonight, why don't you just look to God who is faithful and say, God, You promised it will be not more than I can bear. And that's what Christians have tonight over anybody else in all the world, is the promise of God, is the power of God. Then I know it's the person of God, the person that's making it through. He said this in verse 13. He said, who will not suffer you to be tempted. In other words, God controls it. You see, tonight, God don't tempt you, but God allows things to happen in your life. He's in control of it. Tonight, He is the one tonight that will control it. He's the one who permits it. He's the one who allows it. Boy, so I hope you get this tonight. As a child of God, every one of us are going to go through temptation because it's common to man. But while we're in this temptation, it's because God has allowed it. And so because God has allowed it, God is now in control of it. Because God's in control of it now, God now is the one who puts enough pressure on that, who allows that to happen there, but not too much. No, let up a little bit. You're going to go a little further this way. Okay, you're not going to go that away any longer. No more on that, devil. No more over here on that. No, you're going to do this over here. And God is arranging in your life. God is arranging in your day. God is arranging while you're not even there, God's there. And before you got there, God was already there. And whenever you're walking in life, you think that you got things, this, that, and the other. And as though God said, no, I'm the arrangement. I'm the one who's putting things in order. I am permitting these things to come into your life. And so tonight, if you got a burden in your life, God allowed it to come in your life. But just remember, He's in control of it, so He knows how far it can go. Isn't that good tonight? To know that whatever is going on in my life tonight, that God, in His person, His power, and His very promise, that I know that that temptation, that testing, that endeavoring that I have to face, that I'm in, that's common to man, that I might find myself in on a daily basis, that I can just trust in Him because He's faithful, because He's the one who's permitting it and controlling it, and He's the one who's allowing it. Oh my, don't resist that tonight. Whenever you're up in temptation, you say, oh God, I can't handle it. Because what you're saying is, I don't have faith in the faithful. What you're saying is, Lord, I don't believe Your promise. What you're saying is, whenever you're in a trouble, when you're in a difficulty, when you're in a time, and you're saying, Lord, I think the only way out is just for me to run. The only way out is that me, if I just cut all my losses and just take off. The only way out is just to get done and get over it and move on, go somewhere else tonight. Friend, what you're saying to God is this, God, Your person and Your power and Your promises mean nothing to me. Friend, when the Bible says that He is the one who is faithful, that's who we got to trust in. Thirdly, I notice another resistance is that your temptation is greater than all. In other words, you ever felt like this? You probably have if you're honest, that what you're going through is greater than anybody else ever went through. I mean, what you're feeling right now under your circumstance and your situation is more than God has ever been against anybody else. That's another wrong thought. Tonight it says in the last portion of this verse, He says, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. See, there's nothing that God's going to put in you that's greater than all tonight. Because He said that He's going to give you an answer to escape. Whatever temptation you're in tonight, whatever trial, what endeavor, whatever discipline you find yourself in tonight, God said, He will give you a way of escape. That's what He said. Why do we tonight? And boy, I tell you, this is where the world just don't have what we have tonight. Because it's common to man to go through troubles and trials of life. Right? The rain falls on the just and the unjust. But what does the world do when things get tough? They run to the places that causes their minds or their hearts to be removed from that difficulty. Now, it's just temporary. They might go and get drunk. They might go and get high. They might move into another location. They might go stay with some other people. They might leave this job. They might do this. They might do that. But the fact of the matter is, when they come back down and when it comes back to reality, they haven't left anywhere. But with God, He says that He's going to give us a way of escape. So wherever you're at tonight, wherever you're at, you could just remark it down as a Christian that God has given us an escape route. You will escape it. Now, you might go through another one, but you escape that one too. You just go through it, and you 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 keep on going through it. But you go through it. Some people kill themselves. Some people have just got divorces. Some people have just did things that are just unnatural or not normal. But the fact of the matter is, we that are Christians tonight have every reason to have our heads up that all temptation and all trials and troubles are going to come. And yes, but God's given us a very understanding that the answer he has is to escape. Number two, the ability to endure. Look there in verse 13. He says, that you may be able to bear it. Do you know tonight that every Christian that really walks with God and really looks to God and believes that God is faithful will bear and endure and persevere every temptation? Everyone. Tonight, if you, as a Christian who believes and trusts in God that He's faithful, you will endure and you will persevere every temptation. But you that don't believe that God is faithful and that God keeps His promises and that what God said in verse 13 is real, you'll fail in every temptation. And tonight, it's you and I that has to come to the conclusion about this God. He's faithful. And if we put our trust and faith in Him in the midst of our temptation, we'll find that we will bear it. We'll have the ability to endure. We'll go through it. Tonight, there's nothing that can stop us. Tonight, there's not any of the world. All of hell could come against us and it won't stop us. All of evil tonight could come against us and it won't stop us. All of governments tonight could come against us and it will not stop us. All of poverty could come up against us and it won't stop us. Listen, friend, you could take our families, you could take our homes, you could take our lives, you can take anything you want to take tonight, but we as the children of God who we believe and trust in who is faithful tonight will see us through. We'll escape and we will endure. That's what's on the Christian agenda, amen? That's what brings us above and beyond all others. Is that we have this resistance to temptation. Tonight I pray about the reward of temptation. Look there in James chapter 1, verse 12. We talked about the resistance of temptation. Let's talk a few minutes about the reward of temptation after understanding concerning the fact of resistance, how we would say that, I'm the only one going through this temptation. That's not true. I can't make it through the temptation. Well, that's not true. And all this temptation is greater and bigger than anybody's temptation. That's not true. But then we come to a reward of temptation. Chapter 1 and verse 12 of James. Look at this. Boy, it's a good scripture. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life when the Lord hath promised to him that love him. A couple of things concerning this, or three things concerning the reward of temptation. Number one, it's for every day. You see, today, this scripture is talking about what can happen today for you. He said, blessed. That word blessed means happy. It means tonight, it means a supremely blessed. It means fortunate and well off. The Bible said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. You know who the happiest man is in all the world? It's those that endure temptations in life. Temptation is common to man. All of us will face them. We might face multiple in one day. But the happy man, the happy woman, is those that endure. Of course, they're the fortunate people. Because, see, the unfortunate people, the people who are overcome by these temptations are the ones who are on drugs and psychiatrists and psychologists and counseling and in the grave because of the suicides and the broken homes and the divorce courts and all these. But the other people who just endure these temptations, God says they're happy. You want to be happy? Endure temptation. You want to be fortunate tonight? Endure temptation. That's the reward with temptation. That if you're going to be faced every day with temptation, the reward of that is you can face it and endure it and be happy. Number two, I notice it's for eternity. Because the Bible says that you shall receive the crown of life. There's only five crowns to be given. There's not many crowns that the Christian is going to get when we get before God in the day of judgment when He hands out these rewards and going to hand out these crowns. This is one of them. So tonight, you can be happy every day of your life. Because every day of your life, you're going to be tempted. But if you endure it, you're going to be fortunate. A friend for eternity. Of all eternity. If you endure these temptations, you get a crown of life. A crown of life. Maybe five. Will you get one? I mean, this is, goes on all the time. Hey, then when you see Jesus, you'll take your crown and cast him down at his feet because he's so worthy. And I'm going to tell you just why in just a minute why you would do that. Tonight, of all the time, can you imagine go to heaven and these people are getting all these crowns? Some people's getting two crowns. Some people's getting three crowns. Some people's getting one crown. Some people getting over there. You're in heaven. You ain't getting anything. You're not getting nothing. Is that what you want? Really? You want to live for all of eternity with nothing? No, it's a reward for eternity. Reward for every day, but it's a reward for everyone. He says in verse 12, he says, the Lord hath promised to them that love him. So here's how it works. You that love God will face temptation. Okay? Number two, you that love God will faithfully trust Him in that temptation that He will see you through. You that love God will flee from that temptation because the promise of God, He says, you'll be able to bear it. And there's an escape. You that love God will forever be thankful for it. Because, friend, listen, after you go through one temptation and you get through it and God helps you out of it and you're going on to the next one, you're looking back saying, boy, I'm glad I'm out of that one. Boy, thank you, Lord. You helped me there. Then here you go face through another one. And we find everyone this reward is for. You that love God will forever be thankful for it. Thirdly, tonight, turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, the results of temptation. The result of temptation. I got 3 points and we'll close. I want you to notice, number one, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Listen, it is understandable. The Bible says, rejoice, greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold. Manifold means many temptations. The Bible says the rejoicing that. Why would you rejoice going through temptations? Because of the rewards. Listen, I can rejoice when I finally get it. I can rejoice when I go through a temptation on the way home in just a moment, or in tomorrow when I face it. And I can rejoice in that temptation. It might be manifold temptation, it might be many temptations. And I can rejoice in that. I don't want to be mad or angry at God, or I'll be upset, or I'll be bitter or anything like that. I'll be happy about that. I have some rejoicing going in my heart because I know that if I endure this temptation, I've got a crown of life waiting for me in eternity. And I know that if I go through and endure this temptation, that I will find myself in a fortunate condition and happiness. So why would I be mad about going through something that could cause happiness in my life? Why would I be upset and angry that God is going to put me through a temptation when no, I know that I might be able to get a crown through that temptation? Don't make no sense, does it? The temptation, the Bible says that we can rejoice in that because we are knowing now. We understand. We understand that this temptation can bring joy in our lives. It can bring joy in heaven for eternity for those that love God. Then also, is it understandable? But I notice that that's why we can rejoice. But it is undeniable. Look at verse 7. It says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. We know that it's undeniable. But I'm talking about the result of temptation, because when you go through the temptation, you go through the fire, you can feel it. Now, I'm not saying tonight when you go through temptation, you're not going to feel anything. You're going to feel it. You're going to go through the fire. And when you go through the fire, you can feel it. You can see it. You can know it. Listen, friend, it's not like something you don't know what's going on in your life. You know what's going on in your life. And man, you can find it because the Bible says it's tried as by fire. So those temptations, those trials, those things that come into your life, God is in control of them. And yet you go through them, but you feel them. Sometimes you get hurt. Sometimes you get frustrated. Sometimes you get fearful. Sometimes you get aggravated. sometimes you just get plain out mad. But friend, in that right there, you'll know that it's undeniable that the results of temptation is undeniable. I've been through temptations. I know because I've experienced it. And so have you. Lastly, it's unbelievable. Not only is it understandable because of the rewards that we get, it's undeniable because of the fire we got to go through, but it is unbelievable. Here's how it goes. I hope you had the same train of thought I have tonight. We'll close. This is what's unbelievable. God says, it's how God allows temptation. God allows temptation in our lives, but He controls it. He knows how much to give to us. He knows how much not to give to us. He knows how fast to go with it. He knows when to lay off of it, because He knows each one of us personally and individually. He knows how much we can bear. And so He allows us to go through temptation, but He controls it. Secondly, He is faithful to make sure that we endure it. Stay with me now. He's the one who allows us to go through it, but He controls it. But then while He controls it, it is Him that is faithful that makes us sure that we can endure it. It's unbelievable. God allows us to go through something, but He controls all our surroundings so there ain't going to be more we can bear. And then His faithfulness makes sure that we will endure it. You will go through the temptation. You will. Thirdly, I noticed, then He blesses us for enduring the temptation. In James 1:12 it says, blessed is he that endureth temptation. Doesn't it say that? And so God says, okay, I'm going to allow you to go through temptation, and I'm going to control everything about the temptation, and then you're going to go through the temptation because of my faithfulness, and then when you get done with the temptation, I'm just going to bless you for it. What? Are you sticking with me? So after He says, I'm going to bless you for it because I'm the one who got you through it. I'm the one who allowed it. I'm the one who controlled it. He said, and then when you get through the temptation because I got you through the temptation, and then when you get to heaven, I'm going to give you a crown for enduring the temptation that I'm the one who put you through. Now if anybody deserves a crown, who is it? It's Him. And that's why in Revelation you find them throwing their crowns at His feet. Because the mindset is this, it's God, every temptation that goes through my life is more precious than gold because you're trying to draw my faith more greater and more stronger than ever that I might become like Jesus Christ. And in doing that, you put all these things in front of me. You allow them to come about. You control them where I don't have to bear too much or I might not bear too little. And then while you allow me to bear them, you see that I go through them. Then when I go through them, you make me happy and you make me fortunate. And then all of a sudden, you send me home to heaven and you give me a crown because I did something you want me to go through and you're the one who got me through it. That's unbelievable. And you want to cry and you want to gripe and you want to complain about the problems and difficulties and burdens and heartaches you're going through today? Well, it's Him that put them there and Him that's going to get you through and Him that controls it and Him's going to make you happy over it, then Him that gives you a crown for it. Then at the end, your faith becomes a fount of praise, honor, glory. I mean, you know what I see in temptation tonight, and I'm closing with this? It's all about Him bringing us to the place where at the end of our lives that our faith will be found being honorable, glorifying Him, and praiseworthy. So just remember all the things you got to deal with every day. You've got a God that's faithful. He's just trying to get you to the place where He can make you happy and give you a crown and ultimately make your faith to the place where there's honor, praise, and glory. Thank you, Lord. I'm not asking for more temptations, but I'm asking that I have a different attitude about the temptations that I'm facing, knowing that You're in complete control, but ultimately it's for my best and for Your glory. Amen. as we stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Just wanted to encourage you tonight. I owe all to Him. Really, during temptation, all that is required of me is just to keep my eyes on Him. That's what's required. Not that I do anything, because He's doing everything. He is the one. I'm just the one He's working on. Thank you, Lord. What a plan. What a divine plan of God. Glory to His holy name. Praise His name tonight. God wants to give you a crown. God wants your faith to be found under glory and praise and honor. God wants you to be happy. And tonight, there's going to be a temptation that you face. Oh, He'll control it, though. And you will endure it. And boy, He'll reward you for it. Praise Your holy name, Lord. Oh, if you need to come pray tonight, you come. You need to come to the house tonight of the Lord. Come to the altar of the Lord. Because you heard the Word of God and the Spirit of God speaking to your heart. And you just want to praise the Son of God tonight. You may come now.